Time for Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bob DiBiasio of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you on AM 930 by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. And in just a little bit, we'll be asking you a trivia question. Wow. It's a Monday for you. And those who pick up Indians tickets, you stop by Dale's Market and Deli and get those tickets. We'll have that coming up in just a little bit, and it'll be for the May 22nd versus Reds game, the Friday night's Dollar Dog and Firework Night. So double fun for you. Well, let's get to him. He's hanging on the phone this morning. Bob DiBiasio, you brought us a win, a victory yesterday. Thank you for that.
Yeah, we're two in a row coming off Sunday victories. So good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, it was all Danny Salazar yesterday. Pretty interesting game for him. On the fourth pitch of the game, Brian Dozier of the Twins hits a ball off the foul pole in left field for a home run, and then Danny didn't allow a base runner for the next 21 straight batters, 11 strikeouts in those 21 batters. He was just dominating yesterday and gave our offense a chance to just score enough runs to get a victory. So it was a good team win yesterday down at Progressive Field.
Bob, Danny was started in the minors again this year, or, you know, was sent down early on. What happened? What's the difference?
Well, I think it's a mindset. I think it he said something after the game that I think was very telling. And we've talked about it before that especially starting pitching, the 4 days that you are not pitching is really what exemplifies a true professional starting pitcher. It's not just the day that you're on the mound doing your thing. It's how you prepare for that start. It's the 4 days of being in a bullpen session and a video session in the strength and conditioning room with the coaching staff. He talked about how he's gotten mentally prepared for each and every start those 4 days that he's working hard. And I think that's where it clicked for him, that he needed to understand, you know, the totality of what it means to be a pro, to be a professional athlete. And it's we all knew he had the arm, just like Carlos Carrasco. It kicked in for him a year ago. Both of those guys have big, big arms. And when you can get them harnessed the right way, they can do some wonderful things on the mound. So I just think it's been a real professional approach to his business is what's clicked for Danny.
Well, you can get good starting pitching, but the hitting has to come through. Yesterday, Carlos Santana, David Murphy driving in three runs. Jason Kipnis drove in two, and like David Murphy even was a perfect 4-for-4. But here's the highlight from Lonnie Chisenhall yesterday.
The 2-2 swung on, and that's driven to right and deep. Way back. Home run, Chisenhall. A three-run bomb. And the Indians have the big inning. They lead it 6-1. Number three for Lonnie Chisenhall, who got a pitch out over the plate and drove it on a line into the seats in right.
Bobby, wouldn't you like to be able to bank some of your runs sometimes if you have really good pitching? Just get enough to win and hold those other ones for when your pitching is struggling.
That would be, for us, that would be a wonderful thing as we you score, you know, 8 here, 13 there, 10 here, and then you don't score at all for a couple games. That's our offense. It has not been as consistent. But in games like yesterday's, when a guy like Danny Salazar is just absolutely dominating, one swing of the bat changes the whole focus, and it gives you an opportunity to have a rare game you've got the victory, and the guys are just been able to play free and easy, and that was the day yesterday at the ballpark on Mother's Day.
It's helpful, too, when if you have your ace, Corey Kluber, struggling on a previous game, and then you have another dominant performance by another of the pitchers, it kind of just gives everybody confidence to know, well, okay, one guy stumbles, the next guy next day is there to pick him up.
Yeah, Carlos Carrasco gets to follow it up tomorrow night. Tomorrow, we only have the hottest team in baseball coming to town, the St. Louis Cardinals, with the best record in all of baseball, come to Progressive Field for a three-game series. And tomorrow and Wednesday are 6-10 starts. And then Thursday is a weekday day game for those who love to come to the ballpark during the week. It's a 12-10 start. And it begins a stretch. Tuesday begins a stretch of 20 straight games in 20 straight days. So a lot of baseball coming up for the Tribe.
How did these early starts work the last series we had? How did that go through, and what was the kind of atmosphere for the game?
Well, I think we heard some good things from a lot of people. Some people that we expected said, you know, it's tough for them to leave downtown and go back home and change clothes and get comfy and come back, you know, by 6 o'clock. But, you know, the whole goal there was a couple things. One was try to keep people downtown instead of going home, those that have the ability to just hang out, those who live downtown to just come on over to the ball game. Weather-wise, you know, the weather, that hour difference starting at 6 instead of 7, you're finishing in decent weather in the early part of the spring. So we'll see. Our marketing department, it'll be interesting how they do all the analytics to it once we finish it off. I think what was that? We'll have had five total 6-10 games, so we'll see how all that plays out.
And Tuesday is going to be exciting in Cleveland with the Cavaliers coming back for game 5, and you've got the Indians, as you mentioned, against St. Louis with an early start. So a lot of excitement happening in downtown Cleveland, that's for sure.
Yep, get here early. That's the key to avoid all the craziness. Cavs are at 7, we're at 6. Obviously, if you can take public transportation, it makes the most sense. But if not, just plan ahead. Get downtown early. Make the most of it.
You said get early, and I was thinking about the guy who doesn't read his tickets and shows up for a 6-10 game at 7 o'clock. And he's like, wait a minute, we're in the fourth, third inning. What happened here? I know I took a while to park, but this is ridiculous. But
We had a couple of those as well. And walk in the ballpark, I had a couple guys stop me and say that exact same thing.
Well, you know, that you got to just pay attention to detail. And
yes, indeed.
Well, you've got some tickets to give away now. It's a Tribe Talk and Trivia with Bobby DiBiasio. And when we come back, we're going to get the trivia question from Bob and your chance to pick up the 4 tickets to enjoy an upcoming Indians game.
Start your day right. On your way to work, stop in at Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria for a cup of coffee and everything else you need to get through your Monday. Then start planning your next big blowout. Dale's Market and Deli provides fried chicken, deli, veggie and cheese trays, pastry trays, photo cakes, whatever you can think of for any special event or party. Just call or stop in. Dale's Market and Deli on Cleveland Street in Elyria. Large enough to serve you, small enough to care.
Okay, here is this morning's trivia question. And again, 3220930 is the number if you have the right answer. Bob, what is our question for today?
Well, today's question deals with pitching. The category is pitching. So the question is, name Major League Baseball's winningest brother combination. And there's a hint that there's a Cleveland Indians connection for sure. So name the winningest. Major League Baseball's winningest brother combination.
3220930, 2460930. If you got the right answer, you'll pick up 4 tickets for the Friday, May 22nd game against the Reds. Bob, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a good week.